outlook for Sunday, December 4th through Saturday, December 10th, calls for below normal temperatures and above normal precipitation. The normal high for Kennebec is around 37, and the normal low is around 13.
At 6 p.m. over the Reliance area, it was cloudy. The visibility was 10 miles. The temperature was 36 degrees, the dew point 25, and the relative humidity was 64%. The wind was north, at 7 miles an hour. The barometric pressure was 29.41 inches and steady. Across central and western South Dakota, it was 41 at Buffalo, 29 at Faith, and 41 at Chamberlain. At Phillip, it was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 34. It was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 45 over Winter, 31 at Mobridge, and 45 over Rapid City. At Pierre, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 36. Across eastern South Dakota, it was 25 at Sisseton. It was clear, with a temperature of 39 at Sioux Falls, and 43 at Yankton. It was partly cloudy, with a temperature of 37 at Huron, and 38 at Mitchell. At Watertown, it was mostly cloudy, with a temperature of 28. At Aberdeen, it was cloudy, with a temperature of 31. In North Dakota, throughout the state, skies ranged from mostly cloudy to cloudy. It was 31 at Bismarck, 23 at Jamestown, and 24 at Fargo. Grand Forks reported 20, Headinger reported 29, and Dickinson reported 31. Across northern Nebraska, temperatures were between 45 and 46 degrees. At Ohio Neal, it was clear. It was mostly cloudy at Valentine, Ainsworth, and Alliance. At Chatrin, it was cloudy. In Minnesota, throughout the state, skies ranged from mostly cloudy to cloudy, and temperatures were between 24 and 27 degrees. Once again, at 6 p.m. over the Reliance area, it was cloudy. The temperature was 36 degrees, and the wind was north, at 7 miles an hour.
The Pierre Climate Summary for this evening, as of 5 p.m., November 26, 2005. Today's high temperature of 41 degrees occurred at 4:20 p.m. The normal high is 38. The record high is 69 degrees, which was set in 1998. Today's low temperature of 15 occurred at 2:38 a.m. The normal low is 19. The record low is minus 6 degrees, which was set in 1985. No precipitation fell today, which leaves the monthly total at 0.45 inches. This is 0.20 inches below the normal amount of 0.65 inches for November. The total precipitation for the year still stands at 12.92 inches, which is 6.43 inches below normal. The highest wind gust observed was 21 miles an hour from the southeast. The normal high temperature for tomorrow is 37 degrees, and the normal low is 18. The record high for tomorrow is 70, which occurred in 1949, and the record low is minus 8, which occurred in 1985. Sunset tonight is at 5:05 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow is at 7:53 a.m.
Winter storm watch remains in effect from Sunday evening through Monday afternoon. For the following counties: Campbell, McPherson, Brown, Walworth, Edmonds, Potter, Falk, Spink, Sully, Hughes, Hyde, and Lyman, and Buffalo. Snow, or perhaps ice pellets, will begin falling late Sunday afternoon. It will change completely to snow by midnight Sunday night. The snow can become heavy at times late Sunday night into Monday, with snow rates of 1 inch an hour or more possible. Snow accumulations of more than 6 inches are possible by Monday evening. Northwest winds will increase through this time as well, potentially causing near blizzard conditions. Severe winter weather is possible, but not imminent. At this time there is the potential for significant snow of 6 inches or greater, and ice accumulations of 1/4 inch or greater. This is the time to prepare and consider altering your travel plans. If you have plans to delay your holiday weekend travel until late Sunday night or Monday, please continue to monitor the latest forecasts, and consider making alternate travel arrangements. Winter storm warning in effect from 6 p.m. Sunday to midnight Central Standard Time Monday night. For Brule County, the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls has issued a winter storm warning, which is in effect from 6 p.m. Sunday to midnight Central Standard Time Monday night. The winter storm watch is no longer in effect. Precipitation will begin as rain over most of the area, possibly mixed with wet snow west of the James River during the late afternoon hours on Sunday. It will quickly change to all snow by early Sunday evening. The snow can become heavy at times Sunday night into Monday morning, with the potential for snow to accumulate at rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour at times. Widespread snow accumulations of 10 to 16 inches will be possible by Monday evening. Northwest winds will increase through this time as well, potentially causing near blizzard conditions. A winter storm warning means significant amounts of snow, sleet, and ice are expected or occurring. Strong winds are also possible. This will make travel very hazardous or impossible. Winter storm watch remains in effect from Sunday afternoon through Monday afternoon. For Malin and Tripp counties, a winter storm watch remains in effect from Sunday afternoon through Monday afternoon. Heavy snow along with extensive blowing and drifting snow is possible across the area late Sunday afternoon through Monday. Storm total snow accumulations in excess of 6 inches is possible. A winter storm watch means heavy snow, strong winds, freezing precipitation, and cold temperatures are possible, but the timing or track of the storm is still uncertain. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, local radio or television, or cable TV for updates on this potentially dangerous storm. Take time to prepare for severe winter conditions before the storm develops.
The following is a climate summary for Kennebec, South Dakota, for Saturday, November 26th. The high temperature in Kennebec in the past 24 hours ending at 6 p.m. this evening was 55 degrees. The low was 9 degrees. The average temperature was 32 degrees, which is 4 degrees above normal. The record high temperature for today was 71 degrees, which occurred in 1998. The record low for today is 6 degrees below zero, which was set in 1985. No precipitation was recorded in the past 24 hours. The total for the month is at 0.38, with the total for the year at 17.84 inches. The normal high for tomorrow is 38, and the normal low is 17. The record high for tomorrow is 73 degrees, which was set in 1949. The record low for tomorrow is 11 degrees below zero, which occurred in 1985. Sunrise tomorrow is at 7:49 a.m. with sunset at 5:05 p.m.
You are listening to NOAA Weather Radio KZZ60, the voice of NOAA's National Weather Service for South Central South Dakota. Station KZZ60 transmits from 6 miles north of Reliance, South Dakota. The current time is 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Here's the latest weather synopsis. A tranquil night is on tap across the upper Midwest tonight. Tomorrow a strong winter storm will move out of the Rockies. It will strengthen as it moves northeast into the northern plains late Sunday afternoon into Monday. This system will likely produce heavy snow, along with very strong winds which will result in blowing and drifting snow. The exact path of this storm is still uncertain. Right now it appears the heaviest snow will fall in east central South Dakota, just east of the Huron to Aberdeen line. This storm could also produce an area of freezing rain along the Interstate 29 corridor Sunday afternoon and evening. Lows tonight will range from the 20s over the north part of the region to the low 30s in southern South Dakota and Nebraska. Highs on Sunday will range from the low 30s in the northwest to the low 40s in southeast South Dakota and southern Minnesota. Your NOAA National Weather Service forecast for Reliance and surrounding communities. Winter storm watch in effect from Sunday evening through Monday afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening and becoming mostly cloudy. Lows around 28. Southeast winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, shifting to the north 10 to 15 miles an hour in the late evening and overnight. Sunday, windy, colder, cloudy. Slight chance of light snow in the morning, then a chance of light snow in the afternoon. Highs around 34. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, shifting to the north 20 to 30 miles an hour in the afternoon. Chance of snow 50%. Sunday night, very windy. Light snow likely in the evening, then light snow after midnight. Areas of blowing snow after midnight. Snow accumulation of 3 to 13 inches. Lows around 23. Northwest winds 25 to 35 miles an hour, increasing to 30 to 45 miles an hour after midnight. Chance of snow 90%. Monday, very windy. Light snow likely. Areas of blowing snow. Highs around 28. Northwest winds 30 to 45 miles an hour with gusts up to 60 miles an hour. Chance of snow 70%. Monday night, windy. Mostly cloudy. Lows around 18. Northwest winds 25 to 35 miles an hour, decreasing to 15 to 25 miles an hour after midnight. Gusts up to 50 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the upper 20s. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows around 17. Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a 30% chance of light snow. Highs in the mid-20s. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of light snow. Lows around 11. Thursday through Friday, partly cloudy. Highs in the mid-20s. Lows around 7. Friday night and Saturday, mostly cloudy. Lows around 15. Highs in the lower 30s.